chapter 14. Acts chapter 14, beginning at verse 19. I'm reading a King James Version. It says, "And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, saying, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed." Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again for our gathering today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for teaching and preaching time. I ask for clear thoughts, clear understanding, Lord, that I would rightly divide your word and I would rightly apply your word. Touch the heart, Lord. Touch the ears of all that are under the sound of my voice, even right now, so that after the teaching of your word, after the preaching of your word, we can all become doers of your word. This I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated once again in the presence of the Lord. Amen. These verses that we share with you here today from the book of Acts. Amen. I want to maybe read verse 19 and 20 once again. It says, "And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people. And having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe." Amen. I want to use for a thought today, you may take a licking, but keep on ticking.
All right. Amen.
You may take a licking, but keep on ticking.
Amen.
Amen. The church is in a war.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. There is a war going on. We may not realize it, but it is so. And rising from the ashes of conflicts and persecutions of the flesh is spiritual battles. Amen. That is the dilemma that we find ourselves in. Amen. That we're in a war, but it is a spiritual war. But a lot of times, amen, it rises out of the outcome of fleshly persecutions and conflicts. You may ask yourself the question, do I throw in the towel or do I keep on fighting? Well, I come with the answer today.
Yes. Amen. Come on now.
And I believe, amen, if there are any believers in the house today, I believe if there are any warriors in the house today, they know what the answer is.
Amen. Amen.
But just in case you don't know, the answer is keep on fighting.
Keep on fighting.
Hallelujah. Yes. Keep on fighting. The word of God, amen, issues a lot of instruction and words of encouragement.
Yes, it does.
It's a matter of us reading and finding it, and we have just a few of those verses that we want to share with you today. Just a few, amen, many more. Some other verse may even be your favorite verse in terms of encouragement. Amen. But 1 Peter 4 and 1 says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind." Yes. Amen. As Christ suffered in the flesh, now Peter encourages us to equip ourselves with the same mind. In other words, expect suffering and conflict in the flesh. Yes. Because this is where we are. Amen. We live in our flesh. Yes. We cut, we bleed, we hurt, we cry. Amen. Real tears. It says, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. That's what Peter tells us. Now, John, amen, records words of Jesus in John 16 and 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In Christ, you can have peace. I don't care how your storm may be raging, in Christ, you can have peace. Amen. It says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye may have peace. Look, in the world, this is where we are, ye shall have tribulation. We're going to have it, beloved of God. I don't care, amen, if you live on the rock, you're going to have some kind of tribulation.
Amen. Amen.
You cannot seclude or isolate yourself that you will not encounter some trouble.
Amen.
But the word says, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. These are the words of Jesus once again. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So if we are, amen, in the Lord with peace, when trouble comes, Jesus said, be of good cheer. He simply means don't get all flustered. Don't get your feathers all out of shape, but be at peace. Because Jesus says, I have overcome. I have overcome the world.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Just a couple more verses, and then we're going to look at Acts, the verses we shared with you here in our reading today.
Amen.
Amen. In the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 28 through 30, Peter began to look at their situation, amen, as dire in terms of following Christ, and that we may be losing something. Amen. But Jesus says here in Mark 10 and 28, then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. We left it all, Lord. We left it all and we are following you. But look what Jesus says, verse 29. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the gospel. Catch that. Catch the last on that now. It says, for my sake and the gospel. But he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time. Glory to God. We overlook that. We're too many times, amen, we live for the Lord and we're waiting for the pie in the sky by and by when we die. But look what Jesus says. He said, ye shall receive an hundredfold now in this time. While we're still living, amen, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands, but uh-oh, with persecution. Thank you, Jesus. There it is, beloved. Jesus said we can get these things back, but then he said down at the end, toward the end, he said, with persecution.
Right.
And this is where we get our licking,
mm-hmm,
or our whipping,
yeah,
mm-hmm, or our moments of discouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Jesus said, amen, with persecution. And in the world, see, it's twofold when we, amen, realize that following Christ not only carries benefits now, but it carries twofold benefits. Amen. I was preaching the other night in the revival, and we're talking about exercising godliness, because it says that godliness carry benefits now and in the world to come. Glory to God. So it says right here, amen, that following Christ and leaving those things behind, that we will receive them in this time, but with persecution, and in the world, amen, to come eternal life. Glory be to God. The song that they said, in a land where we'll never grow old. Glory be to God. In a land that is unimaginable for us today. We cannot fathom a time where there will be no trouble, because many of us, our life have been filled to overflowing with trouble.
Yeah.
Amen. Trouble on the right, trouble on the left, trouble in front, trouble behind, trouble, trouble, trouble.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for us to imagine a time without trouble.
Amen.
Glory be to God. But I believe, amen, that if we just, sometimes if we have to take a licking, if we can just get up and just keep on ticking, glory be to God, we're going to experience a time like we have never seen before. Does anybody believe that today?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Well, let's look at the text that we shared with you here, amen, in the book of Acts. And we know the book of Acts to be the Acts of the Apostles, or the work of the apostles. And so the word tells us right here, amen, if we can just give you a brief history, amen, Paul had encountered, amen, some difficulties, even in preaching and teaching the word of God. Amen. And this is what we as preachers and leaders have to understand, that even though we're doing the work of God, amen, we will still encounter trouble. Amen. Even though we fast and pray, we're still going to encounter trouble. And so, amen, Paul here was up against, amen, a group of people that at one time, amen, cherished them and gave them accolades and was ready to worship them. If you read the beginning of this chapter, amen, because of the healing that God allowed to work through them, the people begin to look at Paul and Barnabas as gods come down out of heaven. And they were getting ready to worship them. But Paul says, get up, Lord, don't worship us. Paul said, oh, don't worship us. This is why we're here, to try to clear up some of this stuff y'all got of worshiping everything. That's what Paul said. This is why we're on the scene, because we see y'all easy to just worship anything that look good and sound good. You're ready to fall before it. But Paul said, no, me and Barnabas, we're not gods. This is part of our mission here. Glory be to God. Amen. And so the people were ready to do sacrifice to them. People were ready, amen, to honor them and place them on a pedestal. But the word tells us, amen, that there were certain Jews.
Yes.
Verse 19, there were certain Jews that came from Antioch and Iconium. Amen. And they came with the intent, amen, of stirring up the people and putting the people against Paul and Barnabas.
That's right.
That was their intent. They did not come to help them out. They did not come to cheer them along. Their aim was to get the people against Paul and Barnabas. Glory be to God. And the word says, amen, they persuaded the people, and they got the people in such a frenzy, amen, until they began to stone Paul. This is why, beloved, amen, you got to learn to balance your emotions.
Amen.
Because on one hand, you may be applauded, and on the next hand, they may be throwing rocks at you.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So you can't be, amen, overcome by either one. You got to keep your eyes on the Lord. Glory to God. You got to know where your help comes from.
Amen.
You got to understand your mission. So the Bible said they stirred up those Jews, and amen, they got in such a frenzy until they stoned Paul. I want you to get, amen, what these verses, especially these the 19 and 20, is pointing out to us. Amen, stoning means they threw rocks at him, and the rocks hit him. I want us to think about that for a moment. Because you might take a licking, but you got to keep on ticking.
Amen.
They threw rocks at him, so much so, amen, until they thought he was dead. Now, see, this is what I'm talking about. Amen. This is an attack. Mm-hmm. It is hard for us to withstand verbal opposition. Right. Glory to God. Somebody throw a rock at us and we're done.
Amen.
We're done. Because some of us are going to retaliate and we're really going to be done. We can't stand verbal opposition. Somebody say something back to us. Just say something. We tore up for the next 6 weeks. But they threw rocks at Paul. And they threw enough rocks at him till he fell to the ground. They drug him out of the city because they thought he dead.
Yes.
Now, I want that to sink in, because when I read that, I said there was a lot of rock throwing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. This man was unconscious. Mm-hmm. This man was knocked out. So much so that they drug him on out of the city, supposing the man take a licking like that, he dead.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Man, take a whooping like that, he's dead. So they drug him out of the city, supposing he was dead. But see, what the saints of God have to do, we've got to learn to band together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is one of our weaknesses. We won't come together. We're reluctant, amen, to come together. Glory to God. Even if we see one down, we're reluctant to come together in an effort to lift him up. We just want to investigate and see why is he down. And then we will add our opinion. Well, I thought so anyway. That was what I thought. But it says here, look, saints of God, in verse 20, he says, howbeit as the disciples stood round about him, glory be to God. Maybe they couldn't do anything about him being stoned. Maybe they were a little fearful themselves of being hit with stones. And so somehow or some reason they are not in the picture. But when they drag him out of the city and leave him for dead, the Bible says, then the disciples, they gathered around him. I don't know, amen, the Bible really doesn't tell us what they did, but I have to believe that they began to pray.
All right.
I have to believe that they began to call on the Lord.
Yeah.
I have to believe, amen, that they began to realize that this is a man of God, and we're going to rally around him. For the Bible said they stood round about him, and he rose up. Look at here. He rose up and came into the city, and the next day departed with Barnabas to Derbe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that? Amen. One instance he appears dead. But look how quick he recovered. Don't you know that the apostles, amen, and even many people today are mission-minded?
Yes, yes.
Amen. You got to be mission-minded, because everything is not going to go to suit you.
Right.
But you got to know what your mission is. You got to know that everything is not supposed to go to suit you. Amen. Right. Everything didn't go to suit Jesus Christ.
That's right.
But he knew what his mission was.
Yeah.
Amen. He knew, amen, why he had come into the world. Glory be to God. And so Paul, hallelujah, almost dead in one instance, but when the disciples came around him,
amen,
the power of intercession.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. The power of coming together.
Yeah. Yeah.
The power of being on one accord.
Yes.
Maybe Paul was dead. We don't know. The word just said they supposed he was dead. No doubt his body had become limp and lifeless. But when the others gathered around him, and we believe, the Bible doesn't tell us right here, but we believe that they began to pray. The Bible says he came up, and the next day he regrouped real quick.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. In other words, amen, you and I got to learn how to have a quick recovery.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Amen. We can't spend a whole lot of time crying and whining. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because we got mission work to do.
Amen.
Glory to God. We got to grow up and we've got to assume our position in kingdom work. Somebody say kingdom work.
Kingdom work.
Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says that the next day he departed. He rose up. He got himself together. I don't know how many scars or webs or what he had on him, but he didn't take a whole lot of time to get himself back together. Glory to God, because he realized that God's word was more important than how he felt. He realized that God's word was more important even than being stoned and false accused. So the Bible said, amen, that he got himself together, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. In other words, he was back on the field working for the Lord. He was back on the field, amen, representing the Lord Jesus Christ. And the word tells us when they had preached the gospel to Derbe, amen, then they returned. They went back to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch. Hallelujah. I've been revived now. I'm going back in. You see, that's the way it is sometimes. The fighter, he gets out into the ring and he boxes and boxes and he is hit. And he is hit again and again. But when the bell rings, when it gives him a little time to regroup, when he can sit out and get some encouragement from his corner, when they can tell him you're doing all right, just keep your right up. Just watch his lip. When they give you a little encouragement, just wiping the sweat off of your brow, patching you up temporarily. So when the bell rings, you can get back in the fight.
Amen.
You have to have a quick recovery. Amen. You see, the thing about the boxer, and the Lord just gave it to me, he have a short recovery time. He can't set up in the corner and wait till he start feeling good again. He just got X amount of minutes to recover and to regroup and to refocus on his, amen, his opposition.
Amen.
And so it is with us today. We don't have a whole lot of time to sit around trying to regroup. We've got to learn how to take a licking, but we've got to keep on ticking because we're still about mission work. The Bible says that they preached the word of God and they began to confirm souls in those places. Amen. Calling out disciples. And not only calling out disciples, but exhorting them. In other words, encouraging them.
Yes.
And I can imagine in my mind, and they looked at the bruises and the scars that was on Paul. They had to feel encouraged.
Yes.
They had to feel like if this man can take a stone and like that, and he's back on the field telling me I can make it, I've got to feel good about it.
Man.
Are you hearing me today?
Yes,
the Bible says that they were confirming souls and exhorting them to continue in the faith. You've got to continue in the faith, saints of God. I said it earlier, we're in a war and nobody's going to win. Amen. Giving up and giving out. But you got to hang on in there.
Yes.
Is anybody going to hang on
in
there?
Amen.
If you're going to hang on in there, shout it. He said, continue in the faith, and that we must, glory be to God. He said, we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Lord have mercy. If you ain't had enough trouble, just keep on living. And one day you will say that I've had my share. Somebody might even say right now, I've had more than my share. Well, I've got good news for you too. The Lord is able to help you to bear no matter what it is that you're going through. Hallelujah. If you feel like you're down and you're not going to get up, God is able.
Yes.
He's able to help you go through. Can somebody shout glory? Somebody shout glory. I'm ready to get on out of here. But you and I, we've got to learn to have a quick recovery. Glory be to God for the word of God. 1 John 4:4 tells us, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You've got to say to yourself, every time you're in a battle, every time you're in a conflict, you've got to declare unto yourself, greater is inside of me. What's going on? Greater is inside of me. Because the word has declared that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I know Satan has got some power. I know he's trying to dominate the things of God. But greater is inside of me. Not only me, but every child of God. If the Spirit of God is dwelling down on the inside, greater is on the inside of you. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to lift up your head. You got to learn how to dry those tears from your eyes. You got to learn how to leap for joy when you don't feel like leaping. You got to learn how to clap your hands when you don't feel like clapping. I couldn't lay down after even being stoned and drugged out of the city. I couldn't lay down because greater is inside of me. Yet, you're going to come up against opposition because that's what Satan's job is. And he intends to run his course. But you and I, we got to make up in our mind that we're going to be just as stubborn as the devil is. He's even content and he's determined to bring you down. But you have to be just as determined that I'm going to stand. Because Paul even told us in his word, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about for truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Stand! When it seems like you're falling down, it's not going to get up. Paul says, stand therefore. What are we going to stand on, Paul? Stand on the word. Because the word is God. You stand on the word, you are assured of victory. Hallelujah. Along the way, persecution might come. But if you stand on the word, you're going to come out more than a conqueror. Do we have anybody here that wants to be a conqueror? If you want to be a conqueror, stand on the word. To surrender. I give up. I can't do no more. Not gonna pray anymore. Not gonna read the word anymore. But I heard Jesus say, wait up in inside of you. I did not bring you this long for you to throw in the towel. I did not bring you this long for you to give it up. I did not bring you this far for you to quit. It's just like taking a drink, I suppose. I don't really know about taking a drink, but I believe it's like taking a drink. That once you take one, you want another one. That's the way it is about the Spirit of God. I've been drunk all week. Take me down, but it can't take the Spirit of God down. That's why out. Because later.
Later.
Is inside of me.
Yes.
Now, Paul. I believe Paul could testify and witness that greater is inside of me. Hallelujah. I'm doing kingdom work. We've got to know, saints of God, that sometimes the most severe test, right after the most severe test, sometimes is one of the greatest blessings. Are y'all listening to me?
Amen.
Sometimes after some of the most severe tests, sometimes the greatest blessing is right on the heels of that trouble.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. If we just don't let the trouble get us down. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we let the trouble get us down.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Then we make mistakes and we lose out for the moment. Amen. What God had for us. Will you stand with us at this time? 1 Peter 4:4 says, "But ye are God, little children, and have overcome them." What he was talking about was all that false teaching. Read the first part of that chapter and more of 1 Peter. He was talking about confronting false teaching. Amen. And false gods. Peter was letting them know that, look, you are of God. You are of God. That's what Paul had to let those people know at Antioch, that you are of God. They were getting ready to fall and worship him. Peter said, no, this is why me and Barnabas come. So y'all quit some of this stuff of worshiping idols.
Mm-hmm.
We're just men. Don't worship us. We're trying to point you to the Lord. Glory to God. And so, amen, this is where our help comes from. It comes from the Lord. And we're standing here today.